This summer.
This summer.
WhatsApp Cape Talk on 072-567-1567.
And join the conversation.
Hi, Pepper. I recently renewed my car license in Brackenfell. They are absolutely very professional and do care for pensioners. I really must say they were fantastic. Thanks for your show. Bye now, Valerie.
Thank you, Valerie, for that message. And thank you, everybody, who's responded with feedback on your recent experiences going through the renewal processes. It does sound quite, hopefully, like things are getting a little bit better and that things are moving a little bit more rapidly from what you've been telling me. On the line with me right now to talk to us about the latest sort of situation around licenses is Janine van der Post, the editor at Wheels 24. Janine, it's great to have you on the show. And I haven't spoken to you yet this year, so very best wishes for 2021.
Same to you, darling. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I mean, Janine, what is a Transport Department announcement without a communication muddle up? I know that during the holidays, the department announced further extensions for licenses. Yeah. And once again, it's about as clear as mud. My understanding, I was on leave, so I didn't sort of hear it at the time. But my understanding is that the minister initially said that the extension would be granted to learners and driver's license as well as vehicle licenses, yeah, but then seems to have walked back on the vehicle licenses. Can you tell us exactly where we are right now?
Unfortunately, we're still exactly in the same place where we were. Dear. And that's horrible. And I was so excited when I saw that Minister Mpumalanga had tweeted that, you know, there would be a further grace period. So instead of licenses being extended up until the 31st of December, it would have been extended to the 28th of February. And I thought that would help maybe just a little bit. And I had reported it along with other publications like the day after,
yeah,
because usually his announcement, you know, when we hear things like it gets gazetted or, you know, it's published again in the Gazette. And nothing happened a week later. And when myself and JPSA, the Justice Project of South Africa and the AA started calling him out on it, and when we checked again, he went and removed his tweets. So obviously that extension and where it even came from, we don't know. It wasn't valid at all. So anyone who's got a license expiring as of January, you need to go and get a license, sadly.
So this is the vehicle licenses.
Yeah. And even your driving license. There's no extension for anyone whose driving license is expired as of from 1st of January. So there's a blanket extension for last year from 26 yes. March up until 31 December if your driving license expired or your learner's. So that will be valid up until 31st of August. But everyone else needs to go in queue, and it's so unfair because why must other people be risked, you know, yes, and be exposed to the pandemic? And like I've said, on Sunday or Monday in my piece, I honestly don't know what to tell people anymore. And do I tell them, you know, don't be a law-abiding citizen and rather pay a fine if you get pulled over for not presenting a valid driving license? Because people are sick and people are fearing for their lives. They don't want to go in queue. My own driving license expired in April.
Okay.
I'm not going to go and stand in the queue.
Have you tried renewing via online options, Janine?
No, not for my vehicle license. This is for my driving license.
Your driver's license, there's no online option. No. You've got to present yourself to do the eye test, etc. Correct?
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So just let me just run through those dates again. If you have a license of a learner's or driver's license that expired during lockdown from the 26th of March right through till the end of December last year, those have been extended until the 31st of August. But if your license expires this month or any other month of 2021, that extension does not apply to you. And I think it's really important we keep on repeating that, mm-hmm, because yes, people are confused. Janine, people are confused because there has been so much toing and froing and changing of the goalposts and saying one thing but gazetting another. It's been a communications failure as much as it has been an issue of backlogs, hasn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, for me, like, I'm trying to inform everyone, and I try and report on what you hear, and great news is an extension, only to tell people, oh, sorry, the minister deleted these tweets. It wasn't gazetted. It's not valid. So we're back to the original extension. And people are very confused because they still think these licenses apply to vehicle licenses, and it doesn't. And a lot of the confusion comes from vehicle license actually being included in the gazette that was published on the 3rd of December.
Oi, okay.
So, you know, and I haven't checked to see if it's been removed, but they are doing everything the Department of Transport trying to tell everyone vehicle licenses are not included.
Yeah. Janine, what about those who have received fines in the interim? I mean, here's a WhatsApp from a listener saying, I renewed my car license online in September and received it in the post the week before Christmas. During those 3 months, I received 2 fines for not displaying a valid license, even though I was displaying a printout of my proof of payment and a screenshot of the application having been approved.
Yeah.
I've queried the fines with City of Cape Town via email, but I haven't received a response. What's your advice to people who are in that position, who've been fined with fines that are really just grossly unfair? They've been through the process. They've done their bit to try and renew. The system has let them down. What's your advice?
We actually wrote on something about it not too long ago, where Howard Dimboski from Justice Project South Africa explained. And I'm just going to read
what he says
because I don't want to get it wrong. He says, I'm not going to read the author part because it doesn't apply to us down here in the Western Cape. But he says, if a fine was issued in terms of the Criminal Procedure Act, the alleged offender may write to the state prosecutor at the court he or she has been notified to appear in, referencing the extension to the validity period of learners' licenses, driving license cards, temporary driving permits, and professional driving permits. So basically, you need to go and contest it in a magistrate court. That's the only thing you can do.
Okay, and that's obviously...
And it would be worth doing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you won't expect that the court is going to say, absolutely, you were within the law, so the fine is done away with. But, of course, nobody wants to have to take a day off to go and stand in court to do that.
Exactly.
But it's the only option that's being left to many of us. What about, I don't know if this is something you've dealt with, Janine, the issue of the eye tests. A lot of confusion last year around whether a private optometrist's test was acceptable or not acceptable. Technically, in terms of the law, the wording of the Road Traffic Management Corporation, you know, one says it is, one says it's not. Any insight there?
I've dealt with it last year. So I know in Gauteng generally and everywhere else almost, you can present an optometrist report or an eye test from, you know, a certified professional. But apparently down in the Western Cape, they're not doing it. I've also heard of some people saying some licensing centres do it, others don't. And generally in the Western Cape, it's not accepted, which is also ridiculous because it also, you know, I don't know why they can't just do it. I suppose because of fraud, that was one of the reasons I was told not so long ago.
Okay, but thanks for just reminding us of that. It is a very hit and miss affair. We know anecdotally that some people are getting away with that, that there are some particular officials or particular officers which do accept them, but it is not, strictly speaking, admissible in this province. Okay, so we're still very much in the dark. Janine, one last thing before we're out of time. I know that the AA has been lobbying very hard to say, let us help, let us become an office which can process these applications and be part of the process. As far as you're aware, has there been any response to that offer?
Nothing. They still, the AA is still trying very hard because that would help so much if there was another alternative, if vehicle licenses could be renewed at AA offices around the country. And sadly, they're not giving into that yet either. But as soon as we do hear anything, I'll also let you know.
Thank you so much, Janine Funnipost, editor at Wheels 24. And I hear and I share your sense of frustration. We would really love to be able to give crystal clear, emphatic answers telling you what to do. Unfortunately, we are in the same boat that you are, that the level of communication and the conflicting reports and one thing being said and another gazetted is something that we are subject to as much as everybody else. So we'll keep you posted as and when confirmed changes are gazetted.